The Ghana Integrity Initiative is asking members of the current and former government to stop the blame game over who is responsible for incurring judgment debts on the state. The executive secretary of the anti-graft agency, Vitus Azeem, said with regard to the $1.5 billion claim by the African Automobile Limited, both the NPP and the NDC have questions to answer. Mr. Azeem told Bubu Klinugo it is high time government officials whose actions or inactions result in liabilities for the state were severely sanctioned.
People allow their personal and political interests to interfere with the way public resources are handled. When you are entering into a contract with a contractor as a government representative, you should be aware that it involves public resources and that your action or inaction can adversely affect the interests of the state. In the same way, when you are going to terminate that contract, you should also be aware of the implications of terminating that contract. There shouldn't be arguments about which government is responsible or guilty. I believe from what has come out that both governments, both the NPP and NDC, have something that they need to be asked to answer. For example, why did the NPP refuse to accept the vehicles? There must be a reason. Did the supplier just come with empty hands to say that, oh, the government has asked me to import these vehicles, I need payment, and the minister in charge did not ask for a letter, any documentation to support it, or the supplier provided the documents and the minister refused to accept them? What action did the minister take? Did he or she document the discussion that took place between him or her and the supplier? So that one, there's no issue of there's no contract. Once they were contacted to make payment and refused, there should be documentation as to whether they came with any documents and why they refused to accept the vehicles. Then for 8 years, the supplier too just sat down, did not find it necessary to go to court and make any claim. The NDC took over in 2009. The supplier did not make any claim until today. Now that we are going for elections, this matter is coming up. It raises a lot of concerns.
Yeah, so how do you feel about this situation whereby the former government is saying there's no contract and the current government insists that there is contract, and you consider the fact that Mr. Atacha, an MPP member of parliament, used to be a solicitor of this same company?
The NDC government has no basis to negotiate with the supplier if the supplier has not presented documents to show that there was a contract between the Ghana government and the supplier.
Executive Secretary of Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azeem, talking to Bubu Klinugo.